This is Whitney, and you're listening to the JCast on Jabberlog.
Live from the Podcast Zone at the NINA 2013 Conference and Expo in the Charlotte Convention Center, it's Within the Trenches with your host, Ricardo Martinez.
Hey, what's going on? This is Ricardo with Jabberlog on the JCast, and this is going to be episode number 33 of Within the Trenches, and this episode is sponsored by NINA, Entrado, and APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. And this episode is just another episode in this series of episodes that I'm doing here this week for the 2013 NINA, National NINA Conference and Expo. And we're currently within Concourse A of the Charlotte Convention Center in Charlotte, North Carolina. And for this episode, I am joined by Karen, who's with Will County 911 out of Illinois, and also Robert, that is the Commission on State Emergency Communications out of Texas. How's it going?
Good afternoon. Or good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's one of those, you know, right in the beginning when I was thinking, okay, how am I going to say this? Am I going to say good morning or good afternoon? Because some of the other episodes I was doing the same thing, but I'm looking at the time and it's 11, so I don't know.
We can go both ways. Both ways, because you never know what time we'll be listening to us.
Yeah, exactly.
And what time zone we came from, too.
Yeah. Right. So how's this conference been for you guys? How's it been?
My experience has been awesome, mm-hmm. You know, meeting all the new, well, seeing people that we haven't seen for the year
right.
from other states, and just networking is awesome. Any conference.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of my favorite parts is being able to, you know, to see people that either you never met before and you somehow heard of what they're talking about at their mm-hmm. sessions
right.
or, you know, just within, you know, amidst of the folks that are there. Like, for example, I just met some people from Puerto Rico.
Oh,
and,
yes.
You know, they were chiming in and all that. And it's like, wow, I didn't know you guys came down. This is fantastic. Right?
Yeah, it has been good.
Yeah.
What's been your favorite part so far? Any sessions that really stuck out to you?
I think the opening sessions, mm-hmm. you know, they're...
The keynote speakers?
Yeah, the keynote speakers. I thought they were great.
Did you guys check out the expo hall when it was open?
Always.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you sign up for any prizes or anything?
I always do that, too. I never win, but I do like their handouts and their giveaways.
Ah,
and it gives me ideas, you know, when I go back home.
True.
Because I'm the one that purchases all the, you know, the handy giveaways. So I got some good ideas.
Did you guys happen to see what it looks like now?
No.
Oh, empty floors, you mean?
Yeah, there's...
No.
Wide open.
Yeah, it looks like there's a disaster in there. I mean, there's boxes.
They're just ripping it
yeah,
all
they have
now.
The boxes, you know, they're packing everything up, and it's just completely empty. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to get a picture of the aftermath.
Before and after.
Yeah, because I took a picture the other day when it was open, and, you know, there's tons of people around, and all the stuff is set up, and then you look in there now, and it's just empty.
They roll away all that rug, or do they throw
no,
that
it's
stuff
rented.
Away?
It's rented.
Yeah.
It's rented?
So,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Weird, huh?
Recycle.
Yeah, it is.
So, for this episode, I want to talk about, you know, the organization that you guys are working with. Like, who are you representing here today?
Well, I'm happy to talk about it because we're trying to spread the word. Mm-hmm. We are public educators for 911.
Okay.
And we're representing NPEF, which mm-hmm. is the National Public Educators Forum.
Nice.
And this is a group that's pretty much made up of people who are out there in the trenches within mm-hmm. their community, just trying to make sure that these folks know what they need to do during the event of an emergency. Mm-hmm. You know, what will make it so that the emergency responders can get there that much faster.
Right.
And that's what this group is about. And it works.
That's excellent. So now is this for just adults, or does it go for kids, or is it all around, you know, like generalized, or?
Well, actually the forum is mm-hmm. The educators. And looking, they're all looking for information, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, you hear why reinvent the wheel all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this way we are educators that have different programs. For instance, I do a first grade program, you know, teach kids. I go to the high schools, mm-hmm. talk to the driver's ed kids about 911, senior groups. I mean, everyone has their different groups that they have to talk to.
Right.
And, you know, on the dime, if you need something right away, this group that we have, which is probably over 500 people, you think, Robert?
Yeah, it's about 500, right.
I mean, we initially started like back in, I'm trying to even think, heck, it's been a few years.
2008.
Yeah, 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And we just started talking and saying, you know what, how can we network?
Right.
And get that information out to whoever needs it as fast as possible, you know, because people don't even know how to get started with public, you know, education. Their funds sometimes are low.
Right.
You know, they've never spoke, never even put PowerPoints together. So this group is everyone together, you know, sharing their ideas. And that's what's really neat about it. So
have you seen a good response from the public then whenever you've gone out and done these types of things for the public education?
Well, what we see is we'll go ahead and share news. We'll have our educators go ahead and go out into the field, go do what they do. And then they'll come back and they'll share it with us. And they'll say, you know, we went out to the school. We went out, you know, on a parade, or we went to do this. And it was an overwhelming response. So we get the kudos in that sense because we hear what our people are doing. And that's the exciting part, to hear back, which just feeds the motivation in all of us, because that same information, we go ahead and shoot that e-blast back out to everybody, and everybody's, oh, okay, yeah, that's right.
Do that.
Get my constituents right. Get my, well, you know. And
right.
Then, right, and then get the mayor involved. Yes, yes, the video comes in next, and the news.
Right.
So it's just a big snowball effect, which just benefits everybody.
Oh. And what one of the things is when we did first get started, which I thought was neat, is I had never done a career day.
Okay.
So we were, I had nothing, you know, no flyers, no nothing. And I sent an email to Patty, which is another one of our members. And she put out an e-blast asking for ideas or flyers for a career day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't even tell. I would have to say that was on one of my PSEPs called me Friday. And that was in the morning. So now I'm looking for something because they have it on Saturday. I'm like, I don't, good. They come to me to see, you know, what I have.
Right.
I'm like, oh my gosh. So I just sent the email to Patty. Patty e-blasted it out. I had a flyer put together by the end of that day to give to them for the next day.
That's awesome.
It, I mean, that's how good this group works.
And how did the career day go then?
Well, I don't know.
For the Well,
I wasn't there, but no, she was so appreciative just because she didn't have anything, you know, and I was able to get it out to her, and she just was, like I said, grateful because she had something to give to the public.
Right. When she was there for the career day, was there a lot of people asking a lot of questions? Like, was it a good turnout?
Oh, career days, they always are.
Yeah.
They go to the high schools, you know. So, yeah, they and I promote, you know, being a TC as well and in the field just because, it, you know, that's an awesome job.
Yeah, and the reason I asked, too, is because my training coordinator, she does that. She goes to, like, the career days and stuff. And one of the first ones that we talked about, she says, you know, I thought that, you know, they had all these other people there that were, you know, the firefighter, doctor, you know, other professions. But what the kids really wanted to do was to talk to her about 911. She says they were asking all these questions, and I didn't think that they were going to have this many questions for me. She says I had all the answers, of course, but I was, you know, kind of taken back by it a little bit. That they really wanted to talk to me more than anything else.
Right.
So, you know, that's really awesome.
Well,
too.
Those career days, what helps as well is to have the photos of the centers.
Right.
You know, you have them nice and big for them to see, and all the computers. And I mean, that intrigues them. I mean, they're just have questions because I go to the high schools and these kids are just, they ask some really good questions, you know, so they, I love promoting the job, you know, because, well, I've never really dispatched. I mean, it's sad to say, I dispatched for like a week.
I was going
to
say, how did you get started with 911 services to begin with?
Well, I had started in a police department, and I was going to be a dispatcher. And back then, there wasn't really a lot of training just because it was in the 90s and wasn't much computers or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turned out that we went central to a central dispatch center. So our police department then just turned into, you know, a 24-hour police department. So I was more of a matron, and I worked the front desks, but 911 went to another center. So, so I experienced being a dispatcher for a week.
So then for that week, how was it for that week? What was it like for you? I mean, was it overwhelming? Was there a lot of calls coming in?
No, because back then, you know, I keep saying back then, like I'm so old, but I am a generation because we just went to the, you know, the session. I am a X.
Not a Y? Not a Gen Y?
No, I'm a Gen X. And back then, we worked on paper. So it, and again, I was from a small town of like 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
So back, there just wasn't a lot going on. Gotcha. Know, more so the dog ran away, cat ran away, stuff like that. You know? So I never really experienced.
Can you help us out find our animals, please?
Exactly. So that was my experience as a TC. So.
What about you, Robert? How did you get started in 911 services?
I had done some marketing and sales and media for a good number of years. And I had stepped into this position over at the Commission on State Emergency Communications in Texas, which was basically to support that. Mm-hmm. So what we had in Texas was a program, a 911 education program, where we were helping our 911 constituents. And we would develop materials in collaboration with the educators themselves. We'd come up with materials to create. So it'd be either print materials or it could be specialty items, comic books, and just kind of went on and on. I think the best part was in having been able to see our own mascot develop. I mean, we're talking, you know, Reddy Fox was developed back in, I think, 1991, 1992. And actually, our agency collaborated in that project as well, together with a number of other organizations back then. But in 2001, our agency went ahead and developed a mascot, Cell Phone Sally. And through those years, up until now, we invested, for example, $500,000 on an educational video, an animated video, brought things up to speed so that, you know, we would be able to talk about voice over IP or cell phones, you know, so everything was just that much more current. And the beautiful thing was to see that we did it for Texas, but really, we really did it for the industry. So, you know, now those efforts have gone, you know, across the country, utilizing the Cell Phone Sally or, you know, in Puerto Rico or the Caribbean islands, Canada, Mexico. So we've been able to see with the collaboration of the educators make this happen. So that's where I pretty much, you know, was able to put, you know, put in my two cents and help lead and develop that particular program. But again, you know, collaborative effort.
That's great. Now, how important do you guys think public education is with 911?
Well, I'll tell you what, I mean, we won't have to go into saving lives or anything like
that. Right,
yeah. But if you didn't have public education, and we're talking about a PSAP that has already identified 60% or 80% of non-emergency calls, don't you think they'd probably want to figure out a way how to change that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, public education can contribute, you know, significantly towards that. And utilized in the right way, you'll be able to have a much more efficiently run PSAP. And then at the same time, not just save dollars, but, save lives, which is what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, the ultimate goal.
And honestly, that is the goal that we're doing.
Right.
But yes, public education will be able to do a lot. And whether it be, you know, increasing the efficiency of the PSAP or simply saving lives, you know, it does that.
Yeah, you'd be surprised on how many people call. Calls that I've taken, especially where, you know, they're calling for certain things and then they immediately say, I'm sorry to bother you, but, and what they have is an actual emergency. I'm like, no, don't be sorry. This is our job. This is why we're here. Don't be sorry. If you ever have an emergency or even if you're not sure, you know, just call us.
Exactly.
And we'll help you out the best that we can. But yeah, I definitely agree that public education is huge. That's one of the main reasons why I started this show to begin with. I mean, I started this out as just a written section of my blog where I was just telling my stories. I was telling about my experience because I didn't always have somebody to talk to about a lot of the stuff. And I was also one of those people who kind of was trying to be strong, you know, the whole pride thing. I was like, no, I'm fine. No, I wasn't really fine. But when I was writing it down and getting that out that way, it was therapeutic for me. So I wanted to make it even more personal with the show and have other people come on and tell their stories, which then would double as public education so that the public can learn more about what we do and why we do what we're doing. So I definitely agree with you about how important public education is.
Well, even because I do, like I said, the different age groups, and actually there was just a horrible story. And I had, at the time, teenagers that just learned how to drive, you know, and there was this poor girl that drowned, you know, and she didn't know where she was. And I'm telling you, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm like, okay, I need to educate these kids. They're
right.
They're in
know
the
your
cars.
Location.
They have no idea where they're at. And that's and she drowned on top of it, which was horrible.
Oh,
you know, so and that's when I went home and asked my daughters, you know, what happens if your car goes in the water, you know? And they know from now with me. Actually, they're my first people that I tell my conversation to or my program to, my just because I'm like, okay, how does this sound? Am I telling you what you need to know? And
right.
But and that's when I started with the high schools and teaching these kids. And education, again, is big for them just because they don't, you know, they're in their high schools. They all have their cell phones. And
yeah,
they don't. And they don't want to call 911. They'd rather call their friends in an emergency.
Right.
You know, or mom or something, especially if something happens really bad. And I like to enforce and make sure that they know to call 911. We're there for them.
Yeah, exactly. There have been.
They're not going to get in trouble.
Yeah. There have been some calls recently where I've gotten third party calls.
Yeah.
There are parents that are calling in and they're saying, you know, my daughter is with her boyfriend right now. They're in a domestic situation. Well, what's their address? Well, I'm not really sure. Like. I need an address. Do you have his name or I just know his first name? So, okay, well, give me her phone number so I can call her because she should have called us first, you know. But, a lot of people call either the parents or friends or something first before calling us directly. And, you know, luckily we've been able to get to them, you know, right away before you know, something bad happens. But, yeah, call us first. Call 911 first, please.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So we can get that help out there.
Even the one up, in North Dakota, too. The girls that drowned in a pond because none of them called 911.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up calling their friends. And the call got disconnected. And that's what happened. You know, they called their friends instead of calling 911. And, of course, well, you know how it works.
Yeah.
You know, they had to find out where that call came from. And it unfortunately was too late. So, to me, I think public education is very important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's easy to teach first graders about it all the time. They're a great group of kids, you know.
They're like sponges.
But, yeah, exactly. But talking with those parents and the PTO, PTA, all that stuff, it's really important.
So if there's if anybody wanted to learn more about the organization and everything you guys are doing, where would they go? Is there a website or is there Facebook, Twitter, or anything that people could find more information about it?
Yeah, I think it'd be easier if they just started off by going to the website, which is 911npef.org. And from there, they'll be able to, you know, see some, you know, video clips from our past conferences and, you know, get some the conference information. This year, it's taking place in Austin from July 21st through the 24th, right off of 6th Street. So, you know, people will be able to enjoy things after the sessions, but it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be real good. Last year was in San Antonio, the Riverwalk. People just had a tremendous time and the networking.
I love that
area.
My
gosh. It was, people just came out of it pumped. And I've been doing meeting planning for, you know, about 11 years. You know, I'd see surveys all the time. At our conferences, they're just amazing. It's like, you know, 90% of them are just like, this was the best conference ever, you know, and people are just so riveted and being able to come out of it ready to, you know, apply what they've learned. Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a good feeling too, for you and, you know, everybody else who's put it together to hear stuff like that because, you know, you did it. Yeah.
Well, and that's what we're trying to, you know, reach out to everybody. We would love to have all the states. I mean, we have people from different countries part of our group now, you know, that are interested in the public education. So we're hoping, you know, it's going to be another fun year. There's pictures. Yeah, again, there's pictures. There's testimonials. I mean.
Yeah, the videos that we have on YouTube. Well, we have a YouTube channel, and it would be 911NPEF. You know, they can just Google that or, you know, just search it on a YouTube channel.
Sure.
But yes, testimonials there are really good. You know, some nice clips of what has taken place in the past. So, you know, we try to make it, you know, it is entertaining. I'm not going to say we try to make it entertaining. It is entertaining. We're public educators. Hello.
Exactly.
That's what we do.
Well, that's awesome then. So going into the wrap up of this, what I'll do is when I post this up on my blog, I'll add links to your pages as well as maybe one or two of your YouTube videos on there so that people can see it.
That'd
off
be
of
great.
That. And these, you know, these episodes are on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, so they're all over
you.
The place.
Yeah. I found you. I was so excited. Like I said, I liked you right away. I passed it on to our page, mm-hmm. our Facebook page.
Yeah,
I'm like
that.
You guys gotta watch mm-hmm. this. This is, I mean, our listen, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
I'm just
it.
So glad I got to meet the face.
the face
to the voice.
Yeah.
Know? Seriously, it's
we
cool.
took pictures, everybody, so it'll be up on our page.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you very much to both of you for joining me on this episode. And for anybody who's listening, if you have any comments, concerns, questions, you can email the show, thejcast@thejabberlog.com. You can find us on Twitter @WTTPodcast, as well as Facebook. Make sure to like us on Facebook, and that is facebook.com/WithinTheTrenchesPodcast. Then this episode will be all up on the internet on thejabberlog.com and available 24/7. And once again, this episode is sponsored by Nina Intrado and APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
You just listened to Within the Trenches on the JCast. If you have any questions or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to thejcast@thejabberlog.com.